you for tuning in to the A Light for Christ podcast. What do you do when the problems before you are just too big to handle? Usually, we all worry. In this episode, Pastor Melvin will encourage us on how we can get through such times through much prayer and less worry. So take a moment to take a listen and be blessed.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 22 through 26. It reads as such. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storerooms or barns, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?" The title of the word today is "Don't Worry, God's Got It." And of course, we all know, we all cannot avoid it. We all cannot deny it that we are living in perilous times now. We're living in a time where we don't know what's going to happen from day to day. But the thing that we must understand and we must remember in these coming days is that this is too big for us to worry about. Worry will make us unproductive. Worry is like a rocking chair. It might give you something to do, but you ain't going nowhere. All right? It's like they're in a rocking chair, and it's like they have to do something, and so therefore they worry. But worrying is getting you nowhere. There is no power in worrying. Worry, it doesn't take away tomorrow's sorrow. It only takes away today's strength. And so there's no power in worrying. No power in worrying. There's no profit in worrying. You're not going to make anything out of worrying. Somebody said 100 pounds of worry would not pay for an ounce of debt. And of course, no one can pray and worry at the same time, all right? Because you have no peace. You get no peace. No, if you worry, pray. When you pray, don't worry. Verse 22, we see Jesus here speaking unto his disciples. Jesus is speaking to those who belong to him. Now, the disciples made great sacrifices, mainly in their financial security, but also in their personal safety as well. But they were in the process of heavenly security. That's what Jesus was telling them. "Therefore, don't worry about your life and what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear." They had bigger fish to fry. We have bigger fish to fry, and that is our salvation and our eternal life. We must remember that we're not in this world to stay. We're just passing through. We're at the airport or at the bus station or at the train station of eternity. And how we conduct ourselves at the station and the airport will determine where we're going. Jesus is telling them, well, there's more important things. Our eternal existence is more important when it comes to food. Most of us are eating more than what we need anyway. And then when it comes to clothes, well, you can't depend on that because, see, what's in style today is out of style tomorrow. Jesus is telling them, don't worry about these things because life is more than what we see, what we feel, what we taste, what we smell, and what we hear. These are natural senses and pleasures. But Jesus was trying to get his disciples to elevate themselves above these things to the supernatural things of God. And he illustrates how well he take care of lesser forms of life. The raven, that greedy, selfish, take everything from every bird, file there it is. And a raven don't care about nothing. He doesn't earn nothing. He steals. He takes. Say he really don't take care of his young like he should. But he still finds a way for them. And how much more would he do it for us? Those who have the charge to be fishers of men, to go out to all nations, build God's kingdom. You know, how much more does he have for us? We can use this to resist those who are not of God, who tell us that what we're doing is a waste of time and that we ought to be doing more practical things. Well, the practical things are not going to get you into the kingdom of heaven. The practical things is not going to keep your anxiety down when the problems get too large for the natural man's way of thinking. He gives us something to think about in 25. He tells us, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And that is so true. What are we going to get by worrying? What I know people will say that, you know, well, if I'm worrying, it'll keep my mind on what I need to do. But you don't have to worry to keep your mind on what you need to do, okay? Because the first thing we need to do is pray. That's what we need to do. And he asks in 26, why worry about things that we can't help? It's in God's hands. It's in God's hands. We need to take time to pray and to talk and to hear from him, because first of all, we must have peace with God, all right?
Amen.
Through the word of God, to hear from him, through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Peace with God means a closeness to God, to be near God, to be near him, to be like him, conforming to be like him. And when you're Christ-like, and have the attributes of Christ, you be able to do like he did. Next thing, you be able to preserve your strength. He will give us rest. Come to me, all who are heavy laden, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take that to heart, that he will preserve our strength. We don't have to fight the fight ourselves, because he tells us that we are more than conquerors. In other words, he does the fighting, we reap the benefits. Praise the Lord. And then when we conform to him, we will be like him. We be able to preserve our strength. When we are able to preserve our strength, we will be productive for the kingdom.
Yes.
And that's the whole purpose of us being here in the first place. We're not here to always have the latest model car or to have the best of clothes or to eat in the greatest of restaurants. And those things are fine. Nothing wrong with those things. But we must understand that our reason to be here is to be productive for the kingdom of heaven, to tell those what Christ has done in our lives.
Yes.
To have a reason why we believe and tell them why we believe, so others may come to Christ and avoid being separated from the Father forevermore. And this is why we are here. And when we take these steps, nothing is too great for us. I don't care how difficult it may be, it is not too great for us. And I'm going to finish this with an example, if you will allow me. Some of you know that Pastor Felicia and I, we do our 3 miles every morning. And I have to tell you, 3 miles of road work. We go down the street, we go around the corner, we go down in a loop. And it's 3 miles once we're done with our walking and power walking and those type of things. It's a lot of work for me. I never enjoyed road work. I never enjoyed those things. But when I get out there and it's humid now, I'm getting tired now. I'm feeling it more and more now. But you know what we do when we get about halfway through what we're doing? we begin to pray. We pray out loud. We take turns praying. We have a lot of things to pray about. A lot of things to pray about. And by the time we get through praying, we're so engrossed in our praying, we're back at the car. We're done with our road work. Well, what has happened? Because we have peace with God. He is preserving our strength, and we are productive enough to finish what we're doing and to continue to work for the kingdom. What I'm telling you is this. When we don't worry, and when I'm not worrying about whether I'm going to finish this thing or not, whether I want to just turn around and go back, I don't worry about it. I just start praying. And when we start praying, God's got it. And before we know it, it's God. I know in my case, maybe not my wife's case, in my case, it is God that allows me to do those 3 miles. Amen. And so we must remember that. If you communicate with God and continue, pray without ceasing, while you're doing what you're doing, you'll find out that you'll be through with it before you know it, and you will have the job done. Don't worry.
Hi, this is Pastor Melvin. We hope you've been uplifted by the word today. We hope you were blessed. But, you know, I want to talk to you about the urgency and the importance of being right with Christ. Romans 10, beginning at verse 8, gives us instruction. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Are you willing to give your heart today? If so, repeat after me. Dear Lord, I admit this day that I am a sinner in need of your forgiveness. I believe that you are the atoning sacrifice for my sins, and that you died on the cross to pave the way to eternal life. I ask you, come into my heart and make me whole again through the power of your resurrection, that I may be born again and enter into the fellowship of the universal body of Christ. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Welcome to the family.
And stay planted in the Lord. This is very important.
So God bless you.